being mindful of your pain. This is an exercise on how to be in the moment with your pain. It's from the book Living Beyond Your Pain by Joanne Dahl and Tobias Lundgren. In this exercise, you're going to take a few moments to fully, consciously, mindfully be in the present moment. The exercise is going to be a set of verbal instructions to help you become more mindfully aware of your surroundings and your internal content. To do the exercise, just simply follow my voice. Now choose a spot that you're comfortable in. You can be sitting or lying with your favorite pillow or a blanket. Try to reduce distractions. Close a door if there is one. Turn your phone off or put it in a different room on silent mode. The next few minutes are just for you. Take a deep breath and exhale. Let your body settle into this moment. Where are you? Take a moment to look around at your surroundings. What do you see? Is there anything that catches your eye? If so, just take note of it. Look at the desk, the plant, the bed, the stove or tabletop, the tree, the sky, or the waterfall, if you're lucky. Whatever's in your surroundings, just look at it. See it and let it go. Watch yourself watching your surroundings. What do you hear? Stretch out with your ears. Bring your attention to your hearing. What sounds do you hear? Is there anything you hear that draws you in? What is it? Take note of it. Listen to it. Just be mindful of the sound. Is it a beautiful sound? Or an ugly sound? How does the sound make you feel? It doesn't have to make you feel any particular way, but if it does, note that too, then move on. Now think about smell. What can you smell in the place you're sitting or lying or standing in? Do you smell anything at all? Does that smell bring up any associations for you? What does it bring up? Note what it brings up without getting attached to it. If you feel yourself slip off into a memory or a fantasy, just gently bring yourself back to the present moment. You are right here, right now, practicing mindfulness. Now gradually bring your attention to your body. How does your body feel? Is it loose or tight? Are there particular areas of your body you're especially aware of? Rub your fingertips together. What is that like? Can you feel your fingerprints? Are your fingers rough or smooth? Do you need to moisturize? If you're sitting in something or lying on something, think about how that feels. Turn your attention to where your body meets whatever you're resting on. At the point of contact between your body and this surface, what do you experience? Simply note the experience. Is it pleasurable? Is the chair or the bed soft or rough? Do you feel pressure on parts of your body? Where is this pressure? What is it like? Try not to fall into what your body is experiencing, just look at it and let go. Now, bring your attention to your pain. Don't worry, you're just going to have a look at it. See if you can contact it without becoming attached to it. Where do you feel the pain? Try to be as specific as you can. How does it feel? Is it a long, dull ache? Or a sharp stab? Or something else? Note how much your experience of pain can vary. See if it changes while you look at it. Does the pain move around your body? See where it goes and just make note of it. If you fall into how badly you hurt from time to time, that's okay. Just bring yourself gently back to the moment and know that the you who is always you is just watching your pain. No problem there. You are just watching the pain. See it. Feel it. Hear it. Try not to attach to it. It is there. It is part of you, just like your toes and your fingers are a part of you. When you're done looking at your pain, see if you have any thoughts, feelings, or memories coming to your consciousness. If you do, note them. What do you feel now? Are you scared because of having come in contact with your pain? If so, just note that feeling too. You might tell yourself, "This is me feeling that I'm scared." Are you feeling angry that this exercise is making you come in contact with your pain? You can look at that too. This is all more content that your mind is producing. You are the chessboard. Each of these feelings is just a piece of you. Now turn your thoughts. Are there any thoughts coming up for you in this moment? What are they? Listen to the thoughts as they are spoken in your mind. What are they saying? What kind of information is your mind rattling off today? Listen to it the way you might listen to a radio. There it is, going on and on, but the you, that is you, is just there listening. You are not your thoughts. You can handle any memories that come up when you do this exercise in the same way. There's no need to go out and look for them. Just let them rise and fall away like waves on an ocean. They come in and then they dissipate. You breathe them in and you exhale them out. You are not attached to your memories. If you fall into one and find yourself in a memory instead of being in the present moment, that isn't a problem. Just note what has happened and resume back in the observer's seat. You can carry on with this exercise as long as you wish, noting whatever is around you and within you. When you feel you're finished, just simply go about your day. This was a moment. There are more moments to be had. If you wish, you can take a few minutes after the exercise and just write down what you noticed. Thoughts, sensations, feelings. When you're ready, take a deep breath again. Open your eyes if they've been closed. And thank yourself for spending 10 minutes being fully present and aware of your mind and your body.